Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Brother Elohim. You've just listened to our national anthem, The Age of Freedom Has Come. That's right. It's time to be free, you know. But until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. That's what we're saying. You have to work for this, okay? Now, this is the, we're going to talk about economics, but first we're going to get into a little bit of love. But I'd like to say one thing. I know this, we're not talking about politics today, but the United States government is actually your government. It's your country. And right now what's going on is that you have a company called the United States of America. Well, two companies, United States of America and the United States. And you have elected workers to work for you. And unless you're voting and participating in what's going on, it's like having a company and the workers do whatever they want. You got chaos. That's what's going on up there in Congress and the Senate right now. They work for you, and you have to literally let them know what they need to be doing so that the country will run better. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We're going to save that for the day when we talk about politics. Today we're dealing with economics. Now, so we always talk about love first because that's so important. If we don't know how to love each other, how in the world are we going to get along? How are we going to get anything done? And the biggest problem is the way this society is teaching about love. They're teaching love as obsessionism, okay, not for what love really is. Oh, I love this person. Well, you know, if you're into the obsessionist mode, you can say it like that. But we have to change the thought process, okay? I want to love this person. And when you say it like that, we're not talking about throwing them in the bed and banging their bones. That's not what we're talking about, okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're in a relationship and your every act makes the other person feel good. Because when you learn things, you start pushing each other buttons, you know? Like my little niece says one time, she's so honest, I love her so much. Okay? Well, I'll be pushing my man buttons all the time, yeah, like that. But she knows what she's doing, follow what I'm saying. and the thing about the whole thing is that once you learn, if you're in a relationship, once you learn the other person, okay, you're supposed to learn how to make them feel good every day, 24/7. And they're supposed to do the same thing to you. That makes a feel-good relationship. You this way, even if you're not in love with the person, as they say, when you first meet them, if you enter into a relationship with them, even as friends, every day, every time they see you, every time you meet, it's all about you making each other feel good, you will begin to bond with each other. You'll begin to do things. You'll be able to do things with each other, and you'll be able to work with each other and things of that nature. You follow what I'm saying? But the way things are going on right now, we stalking each other. We obsessed. Oh, I want to make her mine. I want to make her mine. No, you don't force a person to be in a relationship with you. The best thing you can do is just to be yourself. If they like the person that is you, there's nothing you have to do to change. Just be yourself. Normally, when you first meet a person, there's three repeat persons that you have to deal with. Person, the first person is the facade that they put on or who they want you to think and the impressions that they put on because they want you to like them. That's the first person. The second person that you meet is the person that's trying to change themselves to fit what they think you like. That's the second person. And the third person that you run into, that you when you meet this person, the third person that you deal with, actual person themselves. If they come to you with the third person in the beginning, and if you like that person, then you'll be able to enter into a feel-good relationship, whether it's a relationship where you becoming more than just friends or just being friends. It's the same thing when you're in a group. If you're in a group and your every act in the group is to make the people in the group feel good, and if people in the group are doing the same thing, you'll be able to work together. They won't be able to use the old system of divide and conquer, telling you one thing, telling them something else. Oh, my goodness. When somebody comes to you and have a lot of negative thoughts about another person or about another group, that's not the person that you want to be around, because this person don't know how to love. Once a person learns how to love, the negativity that's in them, that surrounds them, will begin to dissipate, will begin to go away, you know? Oh, then we get into astral things. Well, I'm a negative Scorpio. I'm a negative Libra, you know. There's no such thing, if I'm saying. These are the, that's the atmosphere that you're projecting because you don't know what love is. That's our problem. I'm not doing a whole show on love, but we talk about love for just about 5 minutes on every show. We talk about love because we need to have a different thought process on what love is. It's like your child, when your child is first born, you begin loving this child every day, feeding them, changing their clothes, wiping them stinking diapers and all that. That's loving this child, trying to give the child the best you can. Now, no book come with the child. You know, you get a phone or you get a whole book with the phone or game machine. But when you get, when that baby come in, ain't no books come with that baby. You follow what I'm saying? You're just doing the best you can to raise that child. You're learning as you go. A lot of cases, that's what it is. That's why the second child is normally a little better than the first child when you're dealing with raising the children. But if you follow this thought process, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Your journey in this society will be a whole lot better. If you're in a group that's fostering negativity about other groups, that's not someplace you want to be, because these people don't know how to love, and they will kick you under the bus in a heartbeat because they're not loving you. You follow what I'm saying? So there's a whole lot to this thought process. We'll talk about it some more at another time. Right now, get into the topic of the day. The topic of the day is economics. Oh, boy. Now, we're going through the full economic talk today. Now, remember, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1 on your dial and let me know that you have something to say or just want to ask a question. And I'll open up your mic and you can ask your question. Now, remember, we don't mention your name unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number. That lets you know that we're talking to you, okay, and that you can talk back to us, all right? Now, based on my name, you know I'm a Bible thumper. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't call myself Christ if I wasn't dealing with the book, okay? The story of Joseph. Now, that's another problem that we're having that we're going to deal with on Sunday, is the different thought process on how to read the doggone book. These guys aren't teaching how to read the book properly. That's why we have 200 churches. We have thousands of mosques. We got hundreds of groups all over the place. And everybody's reading the same book. So something's wrong with all of this. So we're going to get into that thought process. Now, we're going to deal with the story of Joseph. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole story. Joseph, because we're talking about the economic structure. See, there's an economic structure in the book that you're not getting. And that's why you're in so much financial trouble, okay? First of all, let's deal with the word economics. The thought process that this society is giving you out, you got macroeconomics, microeconomics. I mean, you have a whole course on economics. Oh, my God, you have to fuck this and the other. But it's really simple, okay? You don't need a college course. Figure economics. Economics, somebody else working and paying you, okay? That's economics. Your money can work and pay you. That's what the stock market does. So it's gambling, but that's what the stock market is about. That's what the Bitcoin industry is all about. Something working and paying you. You see what I'm saying? The quickest way to do this thing is real estate. You buy a property, you rent out a couple of rooms or rent out a couple of apartments, people are working and paying you rent. That's economics. And say, well, why are we so worried about it? The government worried about the jobs report. The jobs report is great for the economy. What do you mean for the economy, for the government's economy or for your economy? Because you actually are the government. More people working, people are working and paying taxes. You understand? Somebody's working and paying you, paying who? Paying the government. That's why jobs are economics for the government. Now that we're understanding what economics actually is, we can see why they place so much emphasis on certain things. All right? So we're talking about the 50% budget. This coming from the book, coming from the Bible, coming from the story of Joseph. He told Kemet, look, man, this is what he told Pharaoh. Spend half, save half. Eat half your crop, save half your crop for the next 7 years. That's what he told Joseph. That's the 50% budget. Wouldn't you like to have half the money that you spent all the time that you've been here working? That would be great. Have all that money stacked up. Follow what I'm saying? The society tells you 10%. That's not enough. Soon something happens, that 10% is required. Bam. And they know you're back paycheck to paycheck. They want you to spend every dime that you make. Because if you spend every dime that you make, you're spending it on goods and services. Who's controlling the goods and services? They are. See what I'm saying? If they're controlling the goods and services and you're spending all of your money on goods and services, they're making a profit off the goods and services. So they're getting rich and you're 2 weeks away from being put in the street. That's what's going on. Economics, I'll say it again, somebody else working and paying you. If you don't have nobody working and paying you, what you have is a job. If you're, let's just get into money just for a second, okay? What is actually money? This fiat currency they're giving you in these little green papers, that's not money. It won't come from the Bitcoin. That's not money either. Well, wait a minute. If that's not money, what is money? I say gold. Gold is not money. Silver is not money. No, none of that's money. Your money is centered around food, clothing, and shelter. If you have a cupcake, that's money. You understand what I'm saying? You can sell a cupcake to get the gold, the diamonds, the silver, or whatever you want. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your money is centered around food, clothing, and shelter. If you have a building that you can rent out, that's money. You rent out the rooms, they give you whatever the barter that you're using for barter at the time. Could be monopoly money. You want to spread that around. That's basically what the currency is, just everybody accept it. But listen, most of us don't know what money is. They think money is those little pieces of paper with all the symbols and the dead presidents on it. That's not money. You think money is gold? No, that's not. That's gold is not money. Silver is not money. You follow what I'm saying? Those are things that you accept for money. Hello, let me say it again. Those are things that you accept for money. If you're making pies, that's the money. Because you can get all the other things with the pie. You can get the gold, the diamond, the silver, whatever they're using as a barter for the pie. If you don't have something that you have for sale, you literally don't have any money. Most of us are selling our talent. That's what we're selling. When you go to work, you're selling your talent for the greenbacks. But if they was giving out gold, you would be selling your talent for gold, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what most of us are using for money, is our talent. That's why the more people you have in your group, the more people you have in your church, see what I'm saying? The people sitting in the building, that's the money. Not the tithes and offering. See what I'm saying? The people are the money. Because they're working, doing something to get the barter, whatever you use to barter with, they're working to get that, and they're giving it to the group. Once they give that to the group, now it's up to the group to do something positive with that so they can channel some of that money back to the people. So they can do something to get money to give it back to the people that's giving it up. And most of the groups, I'm not saying all of them, you might have a couple of good leaders out there that have given something back to the people. Most of the groups that you're in, the money is that person, okay, selling their talent to speak. Now, wait a minute. What do you mean selling their talent to speak? That's what they're offering you. Let's deal with the word of cult just for a few minutes, because that's something that we deal with on our religious day. But let's deal with the occult. The occult is the stories. That's what the occult, according to the Toronto Scriptures, complete Bible. The occult is the stories, because they got all kinds of different thought process in the Toronto Scriptures, complete Bible. We're going to be reading from that on Tuesday. But the occult is the stories. The Christian, they have the story of Jesus. The Muslim, they have the story of Muhammad. The Buddhist, they have the story of Buddha. Okay? The Hindus, they have the story. They have the Hindu story of Hare Krishna or whoever they're using. If I understand, it's all about the stories. And based on who's telling the story the best, that's the church you go to. That's the mosque you go to. That's why we got so many different churches, so many different mosques. Because we got different stories out there. You hear preachers say it sometimes. I don't want to be a preacher. I want to be a storyteller. Okay? Because if they're telling the story good enough, with enough entertainment behind them, with the singing and the dancing and the clapping and the jumping around, that's where you're going to be at. Because you're going to be there, what? Not to learn a certain thought process. Most people, when they go to church, oh, I had a nice time. You're going to have a good time. You're being entertained. And it's okay if you need the entertainment, go get it. Because this society is putting some miserable stuff on the members of the society, because we're letting your workers, Congress and Senate, do whatever they want to do. And you're not checking them. You're not checking your mayor, your police department, none of that. It's what we're checking all these guys. They work for you. This is your government. They work for you. Okay? All right? But I'm just saying... I just want to get into the occult for a minute. There's nothing evil about an occult. The occults are not evil. It's just the stories that you're following, okay? You got a certain Muslim stories, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He had the tribe of Shabazz, and that was a nice story, beautiful story. You got a lot of people in his order because of the story. They love the story, and they have some really good orators. You know what I mean? Teaching that story, if I was saying. But it's the stories that you're going for. Madame Blavatsky, she had a really nice story, okay? Life and Teachings of the Master of the Party, that story come from the Tibetan Mountains and what they did. Beautiful stories. That's what the occult is. The occult is not evil, okay? The occult is the story, all right? Now they're giving you, when you go to school, they're giving you different stories about different things. Right now, in this society, they're teaching the certain teachings that they're teaching, the critical race teaching. They've been giving us that since they killed Abraham Lincoln, even under critical race teachings. The children just figured it out. They call it the critical race theory. It ain't a theory. They're teaching it. They've been teaching it, okay? We're talking about, and a lot of them say, well, you don't get the critical race teaching until after you get out of high school. No, you're getting it from even before you. When you're old enough to watch TV, that's when you start getting critical race stories. I'm not gonna go too far into that, just a little bit. Why of all the black characters, the black duck got to be Daffy? You know what I mean? Malcolm X, all of them talked about this years ago, a lot of time before some of you were born. Okay, Angel Food Cake is white, Devil's Food Cake is black. Okay, you're having a dark day. Why a bad day got to be dark? You follow what I'm saying? All the bad times I have coming from white folks, basically, from when they got here. You follow what I'm saying? We've been having a white day. Oh, boy, slavery, the whole nine yards. Follow what I'm saying? It's all critical race teaching. Critical race teaching is when one group denies the truth and information about the history of another group and push their group to the top. That's critical race teaching. We're going to talk about that one day, but not today. We're talking about economics. We're talking about this month right now. Okay? Now, here's what you have to tell your children. It's very important that your children know this. They have to know about the 50%, but this is something paramount that you have to tell them, okay? Now, all of us haven't been to college and are not making $40,000 to $50,000 a year. A lot of us aren't doing that. We're talking about the middle class. Middle class is predominantly seated by Europeans. I'm just telling it like it is, okay? Most of our children are working at Geno's, McDonald's, and places like that, Walmart, Amazon. These are places that we're working at. You follow what I'm saying? Now, this is not black or white. Most of us, this is how we're working. Because the majority of Europeans aren't in the middle class. Majority of Europeans don't finish college. Now, you understand what I'm saying? We're called the working class. Okay, I watched one movie where they said, Arthur, we've never had a working class Arthur in the history of our family because they're not part of the working class. They don't feel like they are part of the working class. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, if your child coming out of high school, they have to get some kind of job. I don't know what it is, but they're not going to get no top-level job coming out of high school. They've been working for $10 to $15 an hour. So most of the places, most of the property that you can buy, you can go on a sheriff sale. Get on a sheriff sale, home foreclosures. That's where you look to buy property from, all right? If you know somebody in the real estate business, you can get them a percentage on the property that they buy for you. Have them do it for you. They can go bid and get the property for you. If they have a mind to, you know what I mean? You give them a percentage or whatever it is, you pay them to do that for you if you're having trouble doing it yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's their money. See, their money is their talent. What they can do, that's their money. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that a few minutes ago. Now, you tell the child to go get that job, to work two jobs. This is the system. You tell your children to work two jobs. If they schedule it properly, they only have to do just a couple of days. They only have to do 3 days, a double shift. They work a double shift 3 days. The rest of the time is just eight-hour shift, and they can handle that for the rest of the week. They do that for 2 years. Most jobs pay $10, $15 an hour. That's $10,000 a year. In 2 years, they got $20,000 saved up. You can buy property right now, home foreclosure, a sheriff sale, for less than $5,000, $4,000, $3,000. That's what I'm saying. You have to go and bid on the property, but they're making it harder on us now. It normally used to be you didn't have to put up the money. Now you got to put up $10,000 to even bid. They just make it hard on the little guy. You know, most of us don't have $10,000 to just put up there to go bid on some property. But if you're on a 50% budget, that can change in a couple of years. You tell that to your children. That way, when the children come out, they get that $20,000 after working two jobs for 2 years. They buy a three-story property, rent the top two floors out, and live on the first floor in the basement. That's like having a two-story house. You follow what I'm saying? They can funk that first floor and basement out. You understand what I'm saying? But and when they buy that property, don't have them thinking this is where we're going to live at forever. No, that's not where you're going to live forever. That's real estate. You're using that property as economics. Somebody's working and paying you rent. Economics is somebody working and paying you. Money can work and pay you, okay? We told you what money is. Now, if you don't have no money, right? If I was saying, wait a minute. If I don't have no money, look, you can go get a box of Duncan Hines cupcakes, buy some tinfoil, make some cupcakes, walk around the neighborhood and sell cupcakes because the cupcakes is the money. The food is the money. That's the money. If I put you in the desert right now, fill your pockets with gold and fill my pockets with food, you can be ready to give me that gold. You know what I'm saying? You can be ready to give me that gold, diamonds, whatever you got for that food or water, whatever I'm carrying. That's the real money. And if you're not making something, okay, people say, well, I don't know how to cook. Learn how to cook something. Learn how to make something. Anybody can follow a recipe on the box, but you can't cook. You can read. If you can read, you can cook something. See what I'm saying? Look, if you're in a group, if you go to a church, all right, you know what I mean? The people in the church will buy certain things off you if you're making cupcakes or pies or cookies or whatever. you know, selling dinners on the weekend, your members will come by and help you out. This will give you a little extra cash, not to go down and buy some $700 sneaks or $200 T-shirt. Money to put in the bank so you can get some type of economics. Get something where people are working and paying you, or something is working and paying you money. That, now, the Internet has a lot of promise because there's a lot of things out there on the Internet that you can actually put up for sale if you have money. Let me say that again. If you have money, a poem can be money. A CD can be money. CD is money. What they, if they like the CD, they're going to give you whatever the barter, whatever they're bartering with, whether it's gold, silver, that little fiat currency, whatever they're giving you, you can sell a CD. You'll speak if you have a good idea. If you can write a speech, okay, or make up a speech, something really nice. Put it on a CD. Drop it on YouTube or one of those other channels, Spotify someplace, okay? Don't cost money to drop it on these places, you know what I'm saying? Well, CD, you can drop something on the market through CD. They charge $100 to drop it, but they'll drop it everywhere for you. They could be on Spotify, CD all over the place. This is CD Baby Dot. But that's money. Find yourself some money, okay? I know your talent. Now, your talent is money. Yeah, that's why you're going to school and you spend this money going to college so that you can get this degree. You know what I'm saying? You're the actual money because they're paying for your talent. So your talent is money. If you don't have talent, go and figure out how to get some talent. Do something. But you have to find a way to make money just in case you get a what they call a pink slip. You don't work no more. You can't find a job. Or maybe you're outspoken about these people who are running government for you and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Okay, I thought my phone shut off. And these people who are supposed to be running government for you, who are out there supposed to be working for you. See what I'm saying? And you're outspoken against them. They blacklist you. You can't get a job. You don't need a job if you can make some money. How do you make money? We just said it. Food, clothing, shelter, security. That's how you make money, okay? And food is the best way to make money. People will give you a shot, especially if they know you. They will buy your little cupcakes and cookies or whatever you're making and give you a shot. They'll give you a play, if you know what I'm saying? But you have to learn how to make money. You have to know what money is. We're telling you what money is right now. That little green piece of paper, that's not money. That's part of the barter system. If you have gold, that's not money. If you have diamonds, that's not money. Not yet. You see what I'm saying? You might turn it into money when you go to Walmart, okay, or one of them stores, and you buy some from food. You follow what I'm saying? Now you've turned your gold or the fiat currency that you have, you've turned it into money, okay? Because you can take that little bag of carrots and sell it to somebody down the street and get your fiat currency back. But if you take the fiat currency, you can sell that too because money can work for you. You can loan it to somebody and they'll pay you interest. Or you might have to break somebody's legs if they don't want to pay you back. But I'm just saying, once you understand what money is, you'll never be broke. And once you put yourself on a 50% budget, you'll never be broke. You follow what I'm saying? You got those people out there in the summertime, okay? In the summertime with a sign up saying, I need food. People will give you money if you stand out there on the street long enough. They will give you enough money to buy a case of water and a bag of ice. Okay? 24 bottles come in a case of water. The water only costs $6. The bag of ice costs $2. For $8, you're making $24 back. Okay? You do 4 or 5 cases of that every day, you're getting paid. See what I'm saying? You're using water. Water is money. If people need water. Like I'm saying, if I'm on the desert, you got a pocket full of gold, I got water. Hey, guess who's going to have the gold? You're going to have to pay me for the water to get the gold because the water is the real money. Food, clothing, shelter, security. That's what you have to focus on. I'm just trying to upgrade your thought process so that when you fall on hard times, you know how to get a few dollars to keep the lights on, to keep your bills on. if I was saying. But if you're working now, I don't care if you're making $50,000 or $50,000 a year. It doesn't matter. Put yourself on a 50% budget. Now, if you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. Cut something out. Wait a minute. What can I cut out? Start with your food. The first thing that you need to do, buy you a freezer. Boy, I got a freezer in my refrigerator. That ain't big enough. Buy your freezer. Stop shopping week to week. Shop month to month. Buy bulk. You get better deals. That's cutting back on your food budget. Stay away from going out. You can't, if you can't save half your money, you can't afford to eat out, period. You can't even afford to go to McDonald's. If you and one person with you eat at McDonald's just once a day, that's like $10 per person. That's $20 a day. That's $600 a month. You know how much bulk food you can get for $600? You understand what I'm saying? We got to start waking up. Not smell the coffee. We got to wake up and start drinking this coffee because we need a better thought process on what's going on. And then, why would the 1% who's making trillions of dollars off the thought process that they're giving you as you're coming through the school system, why would they change it? They're not going to change it. And they fight tooth and nail to keep it the same way. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You get a person that's speaking out against this, sure, they blacklist you and all that, but you can't depend on the 1% for money because you can make money. When I say make money, I'm not talking about the greenbacks. Now, I'm not talking about the little fiat currency or gold or diamonds. You can make money. You follow what I'm saying? Making money is having something that people can eat, people can use. Now you're making money, okay? A lot of times your talent won't get you the money. You know, some people can't find a job to stay their life. But they're living in a place with an oven, and they can make cookies and cupcakes. And they go to church. They go to the mosque. They go to the Buddhist temple. These people will buy the stuff that you make. They will give you a shot, you feel me? Because now you're coming into the church with money. Tell your church listen, look, I'm making dinners on Saturday. Come on by. Give me a play, you know. My lecture's about to get cut off. They will definitely come and buy food from you on Saturday. Okay? But you have to learn how to follow the recipe so that the food tastes good. If the food don't taste right, they're going to say, oh, Lord, I went over sister or brother so-and-so. That food was awful, man. You know what I mean? They will give you a play. But you have to understand what money is. Make sure you talk. Oh, I went over the time for the commercial. I'm just going to give a few shout-outs. I'm not going to do the whole commercial. We have a website, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Type it in. The society will come up. We will be offering products on that website. Now, if you have a product to sell, you will be able to sell it on our website. Whatever your price is, right, you get 100% of what you're selling it for. Okay, because the consumer pays for everything. They pay for the shipping, the tax, all that. So if your product is $10, you will get $10 for your product. That's how this thing works, okay? So remember, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love, that's our website. Now, we need some people that know about computers that kind of help us out here. The site needs work. We just set the site up not long ago, but the site needs work. Okay. Now I have a CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. It's a gospel CD. You can get it from CD Baby, Amazon, Spotify. It's out there. It's everywhere. You know what I mean? You can get it. You can go listen to it on YouTube. Elohim Christ, 911, Jesus Emergency, Jesus is coming. Okay. Well, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, so I'm going to be singing. I'll be singing it. Okay. So you can go there and get the CD. Okay. I don't have my commercial thing in front of me. So I'm just going to be giving out shout out, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, When Wives Cry Out. You can find that in the stores. I'd like to give a shout out to Kenitra 11. She's on YouTube under Divine Conscious now. She changed her name, but she's doing a little singing. Doing pretty good. Doing better, you know, which is good. So give her a shout out. You can find her out, okay? Let's give a shout out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy. That's organization at the Children's Learning School back in Philadelphia. If you want these numbers and stuff, you can just call me, 215-758-1703, and I'll give you more information about the people I'm giving a shout-out to, okay? Now, we have the UAIA, okay? That's the organization that makes buttons and hats and flags. If you need flags and stuff, you can just give me a call. I'll give you the numbers because I don't have my in front of me because I'm in the process of upgrading the information that's on the commercial. Okay, that's an organization. Plus, they're selling land in Africa. If you want some land, you want to get back to Africa, you know what I'm saying? You can get brother call. Give me a call and I'll give you the number. Or the next time I'm on the air, I have all these numbers for you. Right now, I'm just giving a shout out. Okay, I'm going to shout out to Dr. Paul. He's a naturopathic healer. And Dr. Bill is a naturopathic healer as well. Hope I'm not missing anybody. Okay, Wuna. Unam and Dinkra, that's a spiritual reader. She's a spiritual reader. She's on the internet. She's on YouTube. You can go in there, Unam and Dinkra. You can, it's pronounced just like it says. Okay, like I said, I don't have the sheet in front of me, so I don't have all the numbers on. But you can call me later on, I'll give you the information, okay? 215-758-1703, okay? I think that's about everybody. I don't think I missed nobody. Oh, Save More Electronics, okay? They do electronics, so you can, if you need some electrical work done, give me a call, I'll give you their number, okay? Those are shout outs I'm doing for today. The reason why I always include Heart's Problem, My Life's Cry Out, that's a very good book. You guys need to read that book. You might not disagree with everything he says in there, but he has proof that we had a global empire. He has proof that Egypt was not actually, that there was more than one Egypt. Hello? He's got proof. Okay, I'm just throwing some things out there that's in the book, okay? Now, back to what we're talking about. We're talking about economics, okay? I'm just going to... Oh, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. And if you want to make a comment or have a question, just press 1 on your dial, and the switchboard will let me know that you have a comment and you want something to say, and I'll open up your mic. You can even ask a question or make a comment, okay? And if you have a business, you can press 1 and promote your business a little bit if you want to. That's cool, too. We don't charge nobody to promote on our show. We get our show from selling CDs, stuff like this. But look up my CDs, buy a CD, support us, you know. But anyhow... and they have a book on the market, Tyrannical Scriptures, A Crisis Come. So you can get that book as well. Okay, but they have a hand up. It looks funny. They changed it. No wonder I didn't see it last time. It's an actual hand. Normally it's just a little back. So let me open up this mic for 7143. You're on the air. You have a question or comment?
I want to just say greetings, Happy New Year's to you, Mr. Vice President. It's good to hear your voice.
I miss giving a shout out to the UNIA. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, UNIA Branch 121 is live and well. We're still soliciting for the 25 principal members who really believe in the works of the Right Excellent Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Jr. That work, which has begun, that's still left incomplete. We are for the fulfillment of that for our children's children's children. So if you're in the sound of my voice in the state of Pennsylvania, city of Philadelphia, you can reach out to us. Is it all right to give... contact information?
Brother, you can get whatever you want.
Well, I give thanks for that, Mr. Yes, Vice President. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we do have a website that's uniaphilly.org. We also have a phone number we can be contacted at, 267-822-2320. And you could even reach us, you know, to get it to the desk of someone who will bring action to your questions, comments, or concerns, or the work and passion of the people at 1UNIAACL.gmail. So, you know, we can be contacted and do this right, excellent work of the UNIA, the great association that's now over 100 years for the people. And so I just want to thank you again. It's good to hear your voice. I've been getting, you know, the calls and the texts, and I tell you, it brings a smile to my face every time I know that I'm on your heart, sir.
You're going to always be a part of who I am, brother. Nothing's going to change that. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Honorable Marcus Ply Garvey, you can go on YouTube and check it out. He'll come up, and he has the largest black organization in the history of the country. And that's something to think about. Now, brother, if you want to give your number one more time so that they'll have it, and so they, if they want to contact you, they'd kind of give it a little slower so they, you know, so they even remember to write it down.
Yeah, I apologize. Let me first say I'm President Mark P. of UNIA Branch 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We can be reached at 267-822-2320. That's our direct line for UNIA Branch 121. You can leave a message, send a text, and we will return that contact. We can also be reached by email at 1UNIAACL@gmail.com. Our website to get some information and familiar with what we are about and what we do is uniaphilly.org. And again, thank you, Mr. Vice President, for giving me just a slice of your time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling. I called a few times because I'm upgrading information on the radio show. And I need the, because I don't think I have that number. So I need more information about what's going on. So when I do my commercial, I'll be able to talk about it. I had a feeling I was missing somebody, and I'm missing. How can you miss Marcus Garvey? Unbelievable, right? So I appreciate you coming in and giving us
that provided.
Say that again.
That's the number you provided. As a matter of fact, during your reign and your work that you've done at 121, you provided that phone number. So you have it in your database.
Okay. Well, I'll be calling you tomorrow sometime just to get an update. After the show, I shut down. But I'll be calling you tomorrow sometime and get an update on some of the information so I can add it into the commercial. Okay? Now,
you always can call me. You know, I like that 3 a.m. hour.
yes, sir. Thank you very much, brother. And like I said, those who are on the line, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. It means a lot to let me know that I'm not here by myself. There are some people listening to what I'm saying. And right now, this is a global radio show. So when you make a comment, you're making a comment not only here in the United States, but other countries as well. We're in about 7 or 8 different countries out there. So so if you do have a show and if you have some internet access or you're selling things on the internet, stuff like that there, you can just, call in like Brother Mark did and just give us some information about who you are and what's going on. And it goes out not only here in the United States, but the other countries as well, okay? Now, remember, the topic of the day is economic. And remember, on each show, we always talk about love first. Love is an act that makes others feel good. It ain't, I love you and I'm going crazy. No, that's not it. And each day, 24 hours a day, you're supposed to be doing things to make other people feel good. And they're supposed to be doing things to make you feel good. Doing and saying. Because what you say out your mouth is very important. Because, you know, the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. And when you say something that goes negative on a person, the heart gives off a hormone and your body remembers that. Sometimes you meet a person, don't know the person from a can of paint, but you meet that person all of a sudden, I don't like them for some reason, don't know why, but just that they remind you of somebody that had done something to you that the heart remembers. You follow what I'm saying? It might not be that person at all, but you know, sometimes that's how the whole thing works, okay? Now, remember, I'm a Bible thumper, so almost everything that I'm giving you is coming from a different thought process of the Bible, because I've had too many people put the book down because they don't know how to read it. They don't understand the book. The 50% budget that I gave you, it came from the story of Joseph. There's other stories in there, too. Now, you have to ask yourself, why in the black community don't we have a centralized banking system? Where do you think they got it from? When King James redid the book, he set up a step-by-book process on how to come to power. They said, well, we don't have no power. We have influence because we got money. Look at the money in the churches. We got plenty of money. We got plenty of influence, but we don't have any power. You know what I'm saying? The King James Version, this is why they love that book so much. And I didn't respect King James until I actually learned how to read the book. Now that I know how to read the book, I get things from it. Well, wait a minute, brother. Where in the Bible they be talking about a centralized banking system? What do you think happened as in the story of Exodus when they gave, when all of the 12 tribes sent the 10% to the tribe of Levi? That set up a centralized banking system. This is how they're able to do the roads and the armies and all that. When Moses called his crew to front of 12 tribes to go to war, it was 600,000 of them. It's in your book. I know they're not telling you that, but it's in your book. Where do you think they are? Get the armies from? What do you do deal with the story of Abraham? I'm not going to go into a whole lot, but this is what we do on Sunday. On the story of Abraham, when his nephew got kidnapped, he took an army to go get his nephew. Where did he get an army from? We're going to talk about that Sunday. And it's all in the book. It's a step-by-step process. The first thing you have to realize is who you are. That's in the book too, Psalms 82. We are all God. It tells you that's who you are. Wait a minute. Hold on, bro. I can't be bringing fire from heaven and knocking buildings down. No, you are a designer. That's what you do. That's when we're talking about money. If you don't have no money, go and design something that people will give you. Go and design something. Whatever you design, that will be your money. That's what we do. We're designers. Men and women, right? Go outside right now. Flap your arms as a man or a woman, and you will not be able to fly. Because as a man and a woman, you're under the laws of nature. And you can't go beyond nature as a man or a woman. But once you get into the God mindset, now you say, wait a minute, I need to fly. You sit back as God and you start designing something. Now you got a plane flying higher, faster than the bird. Now you think you was trapped on this planet. You ain't trapped on this planet. As a man and a woman, yeah, you can't get off this planet with your little arms trying to flap. You know what I mean? You give yourself a heart attack out there, flapping your arms trying to fly. You know what I'm saying? But as a designer, you design rocket ships. Okay? You design a space platform where you can go out there and live in space. As a designer, that's what God means. It means that you are a designer. You follow what I'm saying? Well, God can blow you. God can bring down your city. Yes, God can. We got nuclear weapons now. Okay? God can bring down your city. You follow what I'm saying? Once you get a better of the book and literally how to read the book, okay, you'll be better off. It's like I'm talking about the 50% budget. There's no reason for you not to have no money in your pocket. If you can't walk around with $500 or $600 in your pocket from what you're doing, something's wrong with your thought process. You need to change your thought process. Learn what money actually is. And you have to produce something that will bring you whatever they're bartering with. Gold is a bartering instrument. Diamonds are bartering instrument. That little piece of paper that they give you with the dead presidents on it, those are bartering instruments. That's not real money. Real money is food, clothing, shelter, and security. That's the real money. Our military, we have the strongest military on the planet right now. I just looked at all the 50 countries. In their military, we have the strongest military. It's the United States, China, and Russia. China before Russia. Think about that. United States, China, and Russia. The three strongest militaries on the planet. But everybody got military. Venezuela, most of the countries out there got a nice little military going on. That's what I'm saying. We ready to kick each other butt and fight and all that stuff. Security. A great portion of the money that they're collecting from you, from your economics, when they deal with economics, you working and paying taxes, somebody working and paying you, you're working and paying government. That's what economics is, okay? And if you have, if you're doing something, you got to be there every day, you don't have economics. What you have is a job. That's a job until you can outsource and do things, hire managers and supervisors and all that, where you can sit back like in Trading Places. You know what I mean? They come in right from the time they ride in to ride to the office. They work when it's done. Just a trip to the office. And they working right in the car. If I'm saying they're done. Everybody else is doing the work. They got the maids and everybody else out there working for them. You follow what I'm saying? You have to learn what money is. Once you know what money is, you never be broke. If you got an oven or a stove, you can always make a cupcake. If you're in the church and you make cookies, you know, people will give you a play once you know what money is. You can, this one guy, he wrote a poem on a piece of paper. He's walking down the street selling a poem, asking for donations for the poem. This guy's making $40, $50, $60 a day with his little poem out there and people giving him donations. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, one guy, I love this guy, he called it shaking the bucket. People appreciate somebody from their religion. If you're out there with a bucket asking for donations from your church, this guy's making $200 a day sometimes. He called it shaking the bucket. I said, you got to show me how to shake that bucket, buddy. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand what money is. Once you understand money, you should never, ever be broke. And you get on a 50% budget, and you'll never be two paychecks away from being on the street. You got some people out there right now. They live in a nice house. It's $1,400 a month. I mean, they got nice cars, $300-$400 a month for the car and all that stuff. They're working pretty good. They lose that job in 2 months. They're going to be living with somebody else. If I understand, they're not going to be able to keep it up because they have their own thought process about the money. I talk to people making $50,000, $60,000 a year. And I asked someone, can you save 50% of your money? Oh, no, they can't do it. They're living beyond their means. I don't care if you're making $10,000 a year. If you can't save half of that, you're living beyond your means. And one thing I want to stress, when you put your children, please pass this message to your children about the 50% budget and getting that first property, that three-story building. Don't be in a hurry to kick the children out of the house. Let them stay there as long as they can, you follow what I'm saying, until they get their first piece of property. Don't put your children out and knowing that all they can afford is a doggone apartment. You don't get none of that money back, none of it. You live in an apartment. I know people living in apartments all their lives. They don't get ned dime of that apartment money back. But if you own a property, you can always sell it, get some of your money back. Coming from, we have to wake up. Not smell the coffee. We have to wake up and start drinking the doggone coffee because it's time for a new thought process. This is what I'm trying to bring to you now, a different thought process. And all of this that I'm talking about is coming from the Bible. You have to learn how to read it. If you want to know where they got the Social Security system from and how to draft people in the army and all that stuff, where they getting all this from, go to Book of Numbers. It's all in there. You want to know how they learn how to charge people and how to set up the fines and all that stuff, you know, so that they set up the judicial system. Go to Leviticus. It's in there. But you're not getting it from the people who are telling you the stories, okay? If they're going to come from. So we're almost out of time. We got 1 second here. But I have walked the path of being honest and good. And I walked the path of reap what you sow. And I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me today. So let it be written. So let it be done. Listen, I'm trying to be on the airwaves every day, but sometimes it's not possible. So I wasn't texting. I was telling people to just call in and I'm going to be here anyway. But I'm sending out texts now so that you'll know when I'm on the air. We have a lot to talk about, a whole lot to talk about. Did you know that there was no British Empire before the King James Bible came out? I'm just saying, there was no check there. There was the United Kingdom, but there was no British Empire before the King James Bible came out. That's why they respect this book. You wonder why they respect this book. This man spoke several languages when he translated this book. He was a leader. He ran Britain and Ireland. You follow what I'm saying? He knew what power was. Okay, we got about 5 seconds. So I like it just once again. Love is active. It doesn't feel good. And check on me tomorrow. We're going to try to be here tomorrow, too. And once again, thanks, everybody, for calling. I appreciate it. This is your brother, Elohim, signing off. Much love, guys.